We're continuing with the restoration of all things. On this process, we have the Holy Spirit of truth in us, with us as our guide. We don't need to be concerned about being deceived by the enemy when we've got the truth within us, as long as we're in relationship with the truth. We've got Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life in us and with us to disciple us. He'll lead us on the right way. He'll bring us into truth and give us that abundance of life if we're in relationship with him. And we have our loving Father in us and with us to father us into sonship. Love is the key and the measure we should test everything against, because God is love. He's the very essence. It's who he is. He cannot do anything other than who he is. I am is love. So if you don't resonate with anything, just park it and continue to pursue the truth with God directly and allow God to give you that revelation as he directs. There are many things that I don't fully understand, but that doesn't make them wrong. There are many things that I was totally convinced were true, and I now realize were merely man's opinions and ideas. So we've been looking at four streams of thought that are converging into one mighty river of restoration: mystic sonship, realized eschatology, universal reconciliation, energy frequency healing. And we're going to cover energy frequency healing in the next few sessions. Now, this may be less controversial within the mystic stream, but within the general Christian community, this is very controversial, usually tagged that it's New Age, that it's a cult, and those type of things. Now, we need to uncover what energy frequency healing is, how we see that God is restoring this and then using this to restore us into our sonship. So restoration includes personal wholeness. If we're fragmented and broken and damaged, we need to be restored. Energy frequency healing is being restored, I believe, in this transition period to help us be made whole. And I think that's the key. Wholeness, being at rest, in peace. Energy and thought, expanded consciousness, will use the revelation of frequency and quantum physics. And God is unveiling the reality of how he made creation, what he has embedded within creation, and that now we'll be able to look beyond the macro scale of the universe to the micro scale of the universe. We're beginning to realize that everything that we now see has come from the unseen, just as the Bible says. But the Bible's not a science book, but they did write some things which are interesting when we look at it from the quantum physics perspective. If we're going to function as mature sons, we need the mind of a son and to think like a son. That means we need our minds renewing. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Therefore, we need to think like a son of God to be a son of God. Therefore, we need to know the heart of the Father so we can function as sons from his heart, thinking motivated from our eternal destiny, our eternal identity, will begin to unveil our sonship and our connection to creation within the whole understanding of frequency, quantum physics, and all those other things. So Romans 12:2, do not allow current religious tradition to mold you into its pattern of reasoning. Like an inspired artist, give attention to the detail of God's desire to find expression in you. Become acquainted with perfection. Now, on this journey, this is so important that we become acquainted with perfection. Now, perfection is who God is. I am. And when we become acquainted to know him, to know his heart, to know his mind, to engage in the eternal now of his perspective, because God is transcendent and immanent. And most of what we've engaged with is the immanence of God, that he's come in the form of Jesus to bring us into a relationship with the Father, but he wants us to engage also in his transcendence, the fact that he is outside of time and space and always living in the now. And we need to engage that and engage God wherever he is, within us, within heaven, within eternity. When we do that, we will be able to accommodate ourselves to the delight and good pleasure of him. We'll transform your thoughts afresh from within. When we engage with his heart, it will transform our heart, and then as we think in our heart, then we will be. He wants to reveal the reality of our sonship. And when we look in the mirror of his face, face to face, we see the reflection of our sonship when we look into him. The more we look into him, the more we will become who he created us to be and not be limited by our natural everyday way of thinking. So the current religious tradition has diminished true intimacy, a face-to-face relationship, to an intellectual assent to the truth, but with no true mystical experience. We need a mystical experience. We need an intimate experience. Christianity has become reduced to an intellectual, traditional, orthodox prison for the mind. And that's why many people have rejected Christianity and pursued a more intimate or mystical experience, and that has led them along the wrong path, but because they had a heart, they couldn't find what they were looking for within the normal Christian church. We need to see that changed. The restoration of all things, this is what God said to me, is not my ultimate desire, but is the way my original intention for oneness can be achieved. Once all things are restored, then the journey continues into the ages to come, and my sons can become ascended fathers who can be like we are. Now, there's a process that God wants to take us in which goes beyond just being a son, but having a greater sense of responsibility and identity. Restoration first begins with the truth of who we are unveiled. Love in perichoresis and Trinitarian truth restored leads to inclusion being revealed as a consequence of love's passion and zeal for relationship with our children. And God wants us to know the reality of what he feels about us, what he feels about creation, and be moved and motivated when we engage creation with his heart. And therefore, like Jesus, only doing what he saw the Father doing, he knew the Father's heart. He wants us to know the Father's heart. In an encounter with two friends, I saw the power of benches of three operating at a high level of authority. Now, this was an encounter where we sought to operate on a cosmic level and engage creation itself and engage the oneness of God's heart itself. And in this encounter, I saw that God was going to establish benches of three operating at that level. This is the place of ascended sons who carry the oracles of the Father's heart. The sons are being prepared to engage the oneness of the eternal to carry the Father's heart. We need to engage in the perspective that he is who he is outside of time and space, so that we can converge eternity with time and engage in bringing that into being. So I saw many three standing in the middle of the council of the 12 ambassadors of the ages, which are connected to the circle of the deep, who were on their thrones dressed in golden garments. Each three there were represented by a golden ring of brilliant, radiant light, and on each ring were smaller rings. Now, this was a visionary encounter in which I was seeing something which was God's intention, and it was symbolic of relationship and engaging in that relationship. And the three rings were interlinked and became joined and united, but there were overlaps in two areas and in three areas. And where there was overlap, there were some smaller rings included. So when people come together in unity, in relationship, it opens the avenue for other people to come together because we have more relationships than just ourselves. So I saw other rings join each of the smaller rings until they were cascading down like long strings of energy conduits. And it was like when we engage at this level in the realms of heaven, we will connect and release the revelation to connect many people. So it was like three people coming together in relationship as a bench, and therefore there were roles that each one had which were individual, there were roles that were between two, and there were roles between three, because God is wanting us to have relationship, unity, coming together for purposes which may be individual purpose, two purposes and three purposes come together. And I saw this picture with all these rings of connections and relations, because the whole kingdom is relational. And God wants to release through relationship the revelation of our sonship, the revelation of oneness, the revelation of the restoration of all things, so that we can bring restoration to all of creation. And it's going to need the revealing of the sons of God. Not just one, two, or three are going to do this, but more than that. During that encounter, I also saw a counterfeit cosmic bench of three fallen ones. They were powerful, and I was apprehensive, but not fearful, and I quickly sought the Father for a mandate to engage them, which he gave me. So I engaged them on a fact-finding mission to ascertain what they were responsible for, because it seemed that they were quite powerfully positioned to be able to hinder or block what we were doing as this bench of three. So I was surprised that they were fearful of us discovering our identity and authority concerning life and immortality. And that is seemingly what they were trying to block. So I engaged them with love and respect. I was not intimidated by them. I was not hostile towards them, as I felt compassion for them because they're fallen and they're lost. I communicated through the frequency of love, and then I withdrew. Now, I took this back to the Father, and I asked the Father, what was all this about? And can you give me insight into what am I supposed to do with this? And the Father said this, Son, the cosmic benches are key to the next season, as they will provide the government for the dimensions that need to be restored. Engage the fallen ones with honor and reveal my love for all my creation through your love. So when we are reflecting his love, then creation responds, including some fallen ones. The three high-level fallen angels are opposing the knowledge of immortality. Son, fear of death partners with fear of knowledge. So here are two of those, and they're both connected to fear. Fear of death and fear of the knowledge to keep my children in bondage and stops them taking their responsibilities for creation. Fear keeps creation groaning in isolation, where fear of intimacy and oneness completes this vicious circle of fear's authority over my children. So there are three here. Fear of death, fear of knowledge, and fear of intimacy. And they are operating together to limit and restrict the knowledge that we have of our true identity. Only face-to-face intimacy can break the power of fear for my children, but fear of the God religion has created keeps them at a distance. We must break down and remove this wrong image of God, that we need to be fearful, appease him because he's angry. We need the face-to-face encounter with love to truly realize who he is. That will transform who we are and how we function in our sonship. Son, only our perfect love can cast out the fear that's keeping my children from their destinies. Fear of death has kept my children from enjoying life and limited them from knowing the truth of immortality, which is their inheritance. Son, there is no greater goal in this season than carrying the oracles of our heart for restoration. I engaged the cosmic trio with some respect that surprised them, and I felt that they were off guard and confused. I shared my desire for their restoration and asked how our last encounter affected them, the first time I met them. They were disarmed and had lost their intimidating atmosphere. They said that it confused them. That was a good starting point to bring confusion from the position that they're in, because they've been told they cannot be restored. I expressed the Father's love and used the crystalline scepter that I've been given to engage the council to reveal the truth of mercy that triumphs over judgment. I asked them to remember what it was like in the beginning, but they had darkness over their minds. I decreed that the light of truth and love would penetrate darkness over their minds. I expressed again that I desired their restoration and that I had forgiven them. These three are at a different level of authority than those I've engaged before, and it will take some time to break down their resistance. Now I have a mandate to re-engage them and engage them, because they are in opposition to the benches that God desires to set up to engage with creation itself. Son, you have a mandate for frequency ministry, using the bowls and the rife generated frequencies, but you must be prepared to go deeper into sonship frequencies and know how they affect the dimensions. Now, sonship frequencies are who we are. It's the frequency that we generate, the frequency of our heart, that we can engage each other with, and we can engage creation with. So it's important to understand frequency and energy and how all these things work together. And some of the crystal bowls that I use carry frequencies and intent that I use for this. Sonship generates a love, joy, and peace frequency from rest that has the capacity to cross the dimensional matrices. So when our sonship is operating in that place of love, joy, and peace, when we're at rest in who we are, actually that is engaging other dimensions and releasing hope and light into those dimensions. The hope that is produced by love's light can begin to bring balance to creation and answer its groaning for freedom. So this is beyond just producing some frequencies to heal and make us whole. And I will look at all of those type of things during this sort of mini series. But I'm looking at the bigger picture. Son, learn to generate freedom frequencies from your rest that has been produced at the higher levels of consciousness. We need to know and to think and have our minds renewed so we're beginning to operate at a higher level of consciousness. Son, I am continuing the deconstruction process to expand your consciousness in regard to frequency and the quantum fields. Now, I've looked into frequency, quantum fields. This is another thing that I am now looking at, how everything's a unified field. This is, in a sense, connected to zero point energy and other things. You will need to connect with the elementals that are connected to the unified quantum fields of the physical realm, and then go further to engage with the elementals of other dimensions to manage frequency restoration. Now, this is a key, and I believe that God is unveiling truth about elementals and how we're supposed to connect to the sentience of the whole of creation as sons to see its freedom from bond. That freedom from bondage is the key to our sonship, engaging with creation. Now, I've heard about elementals. I have some conversations with God about elementals. Now, here is a direct mandate telling me I need to engage and connect with elementals. Elementals, I believe, are created to enable us to connect with the universe, which seems to be inanimate and actually isn't, and can respond to us. How is it groaning? How is it longing? How is it in bondage? So there is God created elementals to function with us as sons to help us to manage creation in the correct way. So let's continue with what God said here. The elementals were designed to balance the force, grace energy that exists as strings within the fabric of all things. When I first went into the realms of heaven in 2010, consistently, I was given a quantum physics lesson and included string theory. And God told me that His grace, His divine enabling power, was the strings with the smallest particles that exist within the fabric of everything. And elementals, according to God, are designed to help balance that so we can connect to that grace energy within all things. They are connected to sonship's frequency of love's light, and their function has been diminished by mankind's fall from kingdom governmental position. Son, you can produce Rife frequencies. Now, Rife frequencies were frequencies that were created by Royal Raymond Rife to bring healing, and you have Rife generators that can produce those frequencies. Son, you can produce Rife frequencies that balance creation in preparation for restoration of the fallen ones and dimensional beings by bringing the elementals into resonance with sonship. So I legislated to release these frequencies. And I'm just going to release those frequencies as I made these declarations. And I want to make these declarations now. I release the frequency of sonship the dimensions to bring the hope of freedom. I release the frequency of sonship. I release the frequency of the oracles of the Father's heart. I release the frequency of the oracles of the Father's heart to the angelic realm and to all who are in the consuming fire. I call forth restoration to creation. I call to the elementals with the frequency of sonship to respond, to align with restoration. I call for harmony between the sons of God and the world. I call for harmony between the world and the dimensions. I call for harmony between the sons of God and the spiritual realm. I call for the restoration of all created beings and the freedom of creation from its bondage to corruption. Let your spirit respond to the call to be connected to creation and to re-engage. Son, the hope of restoration is the frequency of sonship that resonates with the oracles of our heart. The children of God must become mature in their sonship and take responsibility for creation in all its forms. That means all created things across all the dimensions and reconnecting with creation through the elementals. Only by resonating with the oracles of our heart will love be the motivating force strong enough to free creation from its slavery. Son, engage the creation stone and from that position converge with the eternal now, release the sound all creation is longing for. So when we are living and engaging the eternal now of God's heart and standing on in the four faces of God on the creation stone, we can then, as a place of convergence, begin to release the sound that creation is looking for and longing for to engage. Son, release the frequency of love's passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, and overwhelming love as the oracles that are the glory of your sonship. There's such a connection that our sonship has with the heart of God within these oracles. How God views and sees and connects to creation should inspire us and motivate us with that same passion and zeal and love. Son, the freedom of the glory of your sonship is the frequency creation is longing to hear. And I encourage you to engage that frequency, to be that frequency, to release your frequency, the frequency of love, the frequency of sonship. The groaning of creation can be entrained to the frequency of hope heard within love's oracles. There is such hope within God's heart for the restoration of all things. Son, the dimensions are calling. Those fallen sons are calling. The spirits of our children are calling for their souls from their souls in the consuming fire. Raise up those willing to hear and answer the cries of creation as sons to know their true identity and take their places of heavenly authority. God is wanting us to connect that all that is broken, all that's lost, all that's fragmented, whether they be fallen sons, whether they be the spirits who are within the consuming fire, God is wanting us to connect and demonstrate his heart and love for restoration to them. The circle of the deep and the ambassadors of the ages need to be aligned. This is a governmental function for chancellors who can engage and align these to move seasons and times to effect change. Teach the sons to administrate the times and seasons to facilitate change. Creation itself is beginning to respond to suns arising. Now the elementals will need to be engaged if this momentum is to continue. Son, you need to listen to creation's groaning and connect with the elementals associated with the sound frequency you hear. Now, if you're going to hear, you've got to listen. And you need to focus our spirits to listen. We're not talking here about trying to come up with a good idea. We need to listen with a different set of ears, our spirit ears, to connect with that groaning, to sense it, to feel it, to be moved by it, and then begin to connect with the elementals associated with the frequencies we hear. Now, we may connect to different frequencies. Each creation itself is engaged in a frequency. There are individual frequencies within creation that we may be connected to, that we may hear because of who we are and where our position was before we came into this realm. So I encourage you to stop, to rest, to come into that place of peace where you can begin to listen and connect to creation. There are some of our children who are more sensitive than the sons and more connected to creation. Listen to them, but do not accept their conclusion. Now, what God was saying here is some of the sons of God are more disconnected to children who do not yet know God. Those perhaps who are operating in with truth, revelation that's come that we would call New Age, have more understanding than a lot of Christians do. And they have truth, but their conclusions of a force or a pantheistic, non-personal God are not the truth. So we need to embrace the reality of the truth that's out there, but actually come to the conclusion that comes through our sonship and our relationship with God. The issues that are indicators of creation's groans are climate change, sea pollution, protesting movements, fires and forests, seismic activity, and others that you will resonate with. Now, some of these things are just things that are going on right now. Now, some of them are not in reality the issues that are obvious on the surface, but actually they are some of the things that are beneath that, some of the things that are creations beyond beneath that. Son, you will generate a higher frequency of love's light when you engage the dimensions with the oracles of our heart. I will give you revelation of which frequencies represent the oracles. Now, this was a very interesting thing because, you know, I'd connected with the oracles of the Father's heart. I connected with that and I had revelation of that. But now God was speaking about there being frequencies that are represented each of the oracles. So I began to pursue that. Each of the five key precepts of the oracles has a specific frequency range that can be generated by the hearts of the sons of God coming to places of maturity. These five key frequencies are arranged on a pentatonic scale and can be directed specifically through music and rife frequencies that resonate in and through expanded consciousness states of being. Now, that's a big statement, and I did really understand that, so I pursued that, continued to engage God around it. And I'm not a musician, so pentatonic scale, I asked some people here who are musicians, and I had some insight into it. But I knew God was showing me that when we connect to these frequencies, we can produce notes that begin to engage creation through music and through frequency generated through rife machines. There are different creative ways of generating the frequencies that represent the oracles. The bowls, rife machines, tuning your bodies and mind energy fields in rest. And I think there's something about the power of our consciousness, the energy fields that we create from us that need to be in tune to all this. Son, start by using meditation for rest to create altered states of reality that connect dimensionally for restoration through the oracle frequencies. So I engage in meditation. I come to a place of rest that reconnects me. And from that place of reconnection, then some of this revelation began to flow. Then you can produce right frequencies that can be focused dimensionally through quantum entanglement through our sun's presence dimensionally. So in other words, where we are, we can be the frequency. If our spirit is connecting to another dimension, then it's entangled with the frequency of who we are, and that frequency can actually begin to engage other dimensions. Sonship becomes the conduit for the oracles of the Father's heart as the five frequencies are activated within their hearts. So when we engage the oracles of the Father's heart, that passion, that burning desire, that intense joy, that deep compassion and overwhelming love, when we're operating in those dimensions of love, frequencies are activated in us. Those frequencies are powerful frequencies which are so connected with the identity that we have as sons of God. Each of us will have different ways to present those frequencies in who we are. We will each be a different song. We will each carry different perspectives, but we will be the frequencies that are reflecting the oracles of the Father's heart. Son, your being drawn to rife frequencies is our desire being realized in oneness, and your willingness pleases us greatly. I responded to the whole issue of frequencies and rife frequencies when really it's not what I would necessarily call my first primary thing. But I began to pursue it and I started to engage it and I began to find revelation in it. Now pursue the shift to align the oracles of restoration with the energy creative streams to form a unified approach. So now this is what I'm doing in this area. The oracles of the Father's heart are connected to the whole thing of energy and light and sound energy and frequency. All these things were out of my comfort zone, as I'm not a musician and I'm not really particularly into these things, but my heart has been changed and I began to pursue it. Son, look at the fives in the Bible and in creation to gain more insight into the pentatonic form, as this will be a key to being able to focus energy into specific targets that you have mandates for. So I began to do that. I started to meditate on five. I looked at fives in the Bible. I looked at other areas of this. We have five senses, five toes, five fingers, and we engage with those symbolically. We engage the world with our senses. We walk in this way, and our fingers representing our hands are moving with the hands of God. So there are lots of fives. In the Bible, five is mentioned 318 times. Now you can draw all sorts of revelation from that. You can draw interpretation from it, from the name, the number five itself, from the letters of its name, all of those different things. And there are a few things that as I began to engage that I found. According to the Bible, there are five big mysteries in this world, which are represented as the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, creation, and restoration. There are themes. This is grace in action through the hand of God. The five-fingered hand of God is representing his grace. Five is often known as grace. The number five is considered to be a symbol of goodness and grace of God. When we multiply this number with itself, we get 25 as a result, which is considered to symbolize the grace upon the grace. 1 John 1:16, for of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Now, you could meditate just in that scripture and find amazing truth. His fullness, we have all received. Not that we will receive, but we've all received. So we're all in him, included in him, and he's in us. And grace, which you could say is initially God's desire for us, and he created us, breathed into us the breath of life. And then we have restored grace, or grace upon grace, when Jesus breathed into his disciples, representing all of mankind, the breath of life. There is a restoration of this grace message. And I believe the grace message is so key in these things. And there is no limit to his grace. You know, don't be limited. Don't put limits upon his grace. His grace is his divine enabling power, and his power is limitless. Don't limit his grace. Don't limit it to hyper grace. It's ultra grace. It's mega grace. It is grace upon grace. 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a special gift. Now think of, you are the gift, but you have been made and created with particular ways to engage creation. Employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So it's our responsibility to steward the manifold grace and the multifaceted grace of God, and to do that in relationship with one another with an attitude of serving. We're here to serve creation by bringing the government of God to creation, to set creation free, not to dominate it, not to in any way be a tyrant over creation, but to connect with creation relationally. James 4:10, but he gives a greater grace. So there's grace upon grace, there's manifold grace, there's greater grace. Now, I don't believe that you can have more than God, because God is infinite and he is all there is. So his divine enabling power is grace. But our engagement with it brings the manifold nature of it, brings grace upon grace and greater grace. Therefore, it says God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humility is recognizing what God said about us and coming into agreement. Pride is the opposite to that. It's believing we know more about ourselves than God does, and believing what we think about ourselves rather than actually humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, the grace of God, his five-fingered grace, humbling ourselves, agreeing with that, coming under his mighty grace, his empowering grace, and we will discover that it's greater grace that we receive. Grace is God's blessing. He blessed Adam and Eve. His blessing is the ability to prosper to the highest level. Grace is God's blessing, his enabling power to equip us in our sonship mandate. There is huge understanding of this, which has been missed and focused on for the wrong view of grace that gives people freedom to do whatever they like. This is the empowering to be sons. This is not empowering to do our own thing, but we have given the power to be creative. He gives us this amazing grace. We should never confuse God's grace with merit, because merit is only for worthy people. If you merit something, you earn it. And if you do that, you're going to not be operating under grace, but you're going to be operating under law. Don't try and earn something which is given to you for free. There are five phrases in the Bible that are repeated five times, emphasizing the grace of God. Now, you can look all this for yourself. Jesus had five wounds while he was on the cross. The number five symbolizes the number of the universe and also the number of the divine will of God. The number five is not only the number of the divine grace, but also as a number of balance and harmony that should exist in our lives. Should be wholeness, body, soul, and spirit coming together in wholeness. Our senses and our spirit coming together in oneness. The biblical meaning of five is sometimes related to the weakness and impotence of a human as opposed to the limitless of God's grace. So when we look at ourselves in relation to ourselves, we see the weakness that we have. But when we see ourselves in relationship to God and sonship, then we see grace is limitless. David picked up five stones. The number five in Hebrew symbolizes the idea of saving, to be saved, to be rescued. Starting with the middle letter, mem, which represents the world, it is God that saves or rescues us from the world. God came to deal with the whole of creation. The tabernacle, whose design was given directly by God, contained five curtains, Exodus 26:3, five bars, Exodus 26:6-27, five pillars, five sockets, and an altar made of wood that was 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The height of the court within the tabernacle was 5 cubits. See, all these things are not by coincidence. They're all linked to the grace of God. and they're representative of these five notes, five frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart. Because the oracles of the Father's heart are embedded within creation and can be found within these things of five. The anointing oil, Exodus 30, has five ingredients which were given directly by God and were used to consecrate the tabernacle. The proportion of the spices used in making the oil were multiples of five. There are five kingdoms in Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. The present fifth kingdom of God was established in the days of the fourth kingdom and, according to Daniel 7, will never be destroyed. There are five Greek and Hebrew words for love. Inherent in the oracles of God, it's the oracles of love. The heart of God is love. So I meditated on this pentatonic scale as it related to the five oracles of the Father's heart. Passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, and overwhelming love. These are directed towards all God's children and all creation. This is the essence of who God is. The pentatonic scale is 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. This is the intervals. 4, 4, 4, hertz, is a higher uplifting and good for releasing tension. So this is the major and minor scales. 432 is lower, calming, good for grounding and peace. So there's something that brings us into a place of peace, but also uplifts us. A, C, D, E, G were the notes that God spoke to me about to engage in this. So we have A, C, D, E, G. Pentatonic scale is a musical scale or mode with five notes per octave. In most pentatonic scales, all the notes harmonize, making it very easy for you to play because there are no wrong notes. Now, being a non-musician, this is really, really important because if I was to try and play something using the seven-note scale, it wouldn't sound very nice to you. But actually, I can... can't make it sound bad. The pentatonic scale is the most intuitive scale. It is the foundation of improvisation because I can improvise. Examples are found in most every culture. The major scale is 2, 2, 3, 2, 3. The minor scale is 3, 2, 2, 3, 2. Now, if you're a musician, you'll probably understand this. If you're not, don't worry. The reality is, this is the revelation of the five oracles of the Father's heart that we can begin to engage with. So the minor pentatonic scale of the oracles, and this is came by revelation, and I used the crystal bowls, and I tuned the crystal bowls exactly to the frequencies that God showed me. A, 444, passion. Just let the passion... Just let that passion come around you. Let that passion engage you. I want to encourage you to do that right now. D, 592.67, intense joy. and G791.12, overwhelming love. These frequencies are key, I believe, to us releasing sonship and connecting with creation, with the elementals, and with other dimensional things. So there are other scales. There are major pentatonic scale oracles, A444, B5499.5, C sharp 592.67, E665.25, F sharp 791.12, and that's a major scale. Now you can start these things in different places, and if you're a musician, you'll know how to put all this stuff together. I'm not, but I'm just going by the revelation that God showed me. This existence is not about learning to accept reality, but rather remembering your power to create it. We need to begin to find our creativity as sons and embrace that creativity so we can engage creation in a positive way. There are many words of truth that the Father or Jesus would speak over you, and I want to speak these out using the frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart. And as I speak and release those words through the sound frequencies of the bowls, the words will go beyond your mind and penetrate your soul and your spirit. So don't try and figure this out. Allow the sound and the frequency that carry these words to go deep within, to renew your mind, to bring revelation, to bring truth. So I'm going to use the frequencies and the vibrations the bowls make to release the intentions of God's word spoken over us. Embrace and resonate with the truth that is released. The five oracles of the Father's heart. Engage the frequency and be entrained to wholeness. Allow it to draw you into love. Engage the frequency to expand your mind and consciousness. Allow this to go beyond and deeper. So I want to encourage you to go deeper with this. So relax. Don't strive. Just rest. Close your eyes. Slow down your breathing to the rhythm of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Can breathe in, Hey. Breathe out, Yod. Breathe in, Hey. Breathe out, Vav. Be still and know that I am God. 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 Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. 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 Be still and know that I am peace. 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 Rest in love, joy, and peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. Rest. You are my beloved son and daughter, in whom I am well pleased, in whom my soul delights. My desire is for your blessing. My desire is for your health. My desire is for your wholeness. My desire is for you to enter rest. I am love. I am light. I am spirit, and I am fire. I am joy. I am peace. I am good. I am kind. I am patient, and I am faithful. I am merciful, and my grace is abundant and overflowing. I am is in you, and around you, and you are in I am. I am embraces you heart to heart. Resonate with my thoughts about you. You are special, unique, and chosen. I am loves you. I am accepts you. I am affirms your significance. I am affirms your sonship. I call forth your identity as a son within the Joshua generation. I call forth your cherubic nature within the order of Melchizedek. I call forth your royal priesthood. I call forth your position as an oracle and a legislator. I call forth your identity, your position, and authority as a son of the living God. I release the oracles of the Father's heart. Passion. Burning desire. Intense joy. Deep compassion. And overwhelming love.